Shooky, what's different about the Friday before Cork City compared to the Friday before Cove Ramblers last year?
The difference is, look, we've a lot of work done behind the scenes this year. The big thing for me was the work we've done with Shane Guthrie. We've had a three-month programme where obviously worked on the strength and conditioning, the fitness, and you can see they're physically able now, whereas last year maybe we went into it a bit naive and we weren't expecting to be so physical, whereas now we're ready for that.
Yeah, looking at the lads in the game last week against Cove Ramblers, you could see they were maybe a little bit more physical looking, a bit more beefed up.
Yeah, we look like a senior team now. We look like, you know, whereas last year we might have been boys, now we look more like a team.
And going into the game against Cork City, you're going in on the back of a couple of wins, which is last year you didn't even have a few games to go in.
Yeah, geez, we're well set up this year. No, we had the two cup games, we had a friendly against Galway, we had another three in-house games as well. They'll stand us. You can see our match fitness the last is well up now. So look, the big thing for us is we're going up against a really top team in Ireland next week, and it's a great opportunity for us to go up there and just see where we are.
Yeah, they might have seen ye more than ye saw them last season, because of obviously they might have more resources to do that, and they're coming down obviously from the Premier Division. Is this a good time to get them?
Yeah, I don't know, is there any good time to get Cork, but at the same time, look, there's no pressure on us. We're going up there just to enjoy the day. We'll see how we get on.
Aside from Shane, you mentioned Shane Guthrie and the whole strength and conditioning. What else is different in the build-up to this? You know, you've had a few months off since the end of the season.
Yeah, the whole structure this year. We've a whole schedule done with the pre-season we had. We have a whole schedule done for the season. Obviously, with myself and Conor working together, there's a lot more of us we can take the workload, you know, together. Our backroom staff are brilliant, with Shane Guthrie, like I said, and you've Derek O'Shea and Chris Hegarty. There's a lot of work even as well. You can see all the boys, the work that's been done behind the scenes, and we're all working together. Being honest, the season finished, we didn't stop, because obviously we had to do recruitment, we had to do our homework on players we need in certain positions, and we obviously had to strengthen the squad.
You mentioned the recruitment side of things. You've new players that have come in. We saw Victor, scoring last week, and he created a penalty. You know, led to the penalty as well against Cove. How important is it to keep that balance of those who were there last year, the new guys coming in? I'm sure there's a few language barriers as well.
Yeah, very important. But like, the way I set out at the start of the season, I said we need obviously two to three players every position, definitely two. And then we look at our 20s as well, which we want to see, because you want to nurture a couple of them and bring them in too. But you can see the strength and depth in the squad now. There's a lot of places up for grabs now, which is great. And like I said, Victor, Ryan had a knock there for a couple of weeks. Victor came in the last, and what a game he had. Penalty and scored a goal. You couldn't ask for any more.
Morale is very important, to keep the morale up. And last year you did have, call it an excuse if you will, that look, you're only learning, and Billy did say it week after week, they're only learning, they're only young, they're part-time, or they're not even part-time, they're amateur. And how important is it for you and for the lads to maybe get a win or two under your belt early?
Oh yeah, of course. Like I said, maybe a month ago, that winning's the best feeling in the world. It's a good habit, do you know, and you can see even the two victories in the cup, you can see that, like I said to them, don't get carried away. It's important. It's important to get the win, but you have to stay level. You have to stay grounded. And obviously, look, the big thing for me as well is obviously team bonding and get them working together. You can see it even at training. We've had a couple of things off the pitch where we've went out together and done little things off the pitch, and you can see them. They're growing as a team. Even the last time, I made an example when Victor scored the goal. He's only in the club. Last year, one fella, a couple of them might have only celebrated, was the whole team were in it together now. And I said that's a big thing with me, looking teams I've been involved with over the years, is togetherness is a massive thing with me. If you can get everyone pulling the same way, you're very hard to beat.
The back four, looking at it last week against Cove, because that's the most recent one that we can go on, there was a cohesion there, there was a physicality there, there was a togetherness, whereas last season, the ball into the corner, there were so many goals conceded on corners and set plays. How much work has been done on that?
Loads. It has to be. This league, like I said, I played in this league years ago, and I said this at the start of last season, you will lose games just on set pieces, throw-ins, all that type of stuff, because that's what the league is about, is physicality. So we worked on all that. You can see the last day, Even if we didn't, if we won the first hit or the second ball, we were winning, which was a big thing for me. If you don't win the first one, you win the second one. Whereas last year, the second one was actually costing us a lot. But no, we've been doing loads of work, and obviously time goes into it, but they're a vital part of the game. You can see the difference last day. Now when we're attacking, we're aggressive. And that's the whole idea. You have to be aggressive in this situation. If you have a fella who doesn't want to hit a ball, it's no good, Joe. You have to be aggressive. And I'm trying to drill that into the boys that anything that's there to be won, you go win it. And it's a pride. It's a pride thing. You have to pride it. Clean sheets. If you, the last two games, we've had two clean sheets, which is a big thing. Obviously, now you're going into the season where it's going to be obviously more, obviously, up against better quality and everything else. But it's a big thing. If you can keep a clean sheet or keep the goals down, you have a chance in every game.
Andy Spain is the captain. He was announced as captain, and Ryan is his deputy or his vice-captain. Last season, there were a few captains, and that might have given a message to fans and to even the opposing teams that there's a little bit of disquiet within the camp, perhaps. How important is it to show that unity in the public face?
Yeah, you have to, because, look, a captain is a big part of a team, though. Do you know what? But when I sent out the message this morning, obviously, to announce it on our group, who's captain for the year. And I said, obviously, it's very important to have a captain. But when I played, I was captain a lot. But a big thing for me was, you want a dressing room of leaders. A captain is just a name, armband. But obviously, there has to be one. And Andy fits the criteria. He's a good lad. He helps everyone off the pitch. You can see that he's around the place and on the pitch as well. He's encouraging all the time. Do you know? But for me, you need 11 leaders on the pitch if you want to win games.